Hey, Parrish, how's it going? How do you feel yourself fitting in right away? I know you know you're a return guy. Do you see that as being an immediate way you can come in and contribute?
Well, I wouldn't mind contributing in any kind of way that I could. I'm excited, and I would just do anything that's asked for me right now.
What do you say? What would you say your strengths are as a cornerback?
As a corner,
yes.
Man technique, physical, and I know how to play the ball really good.
Obviously, looking at your rankings and among all the mocks, it looked like talent-wise you might have been a higher pick. How much did that Cotton Bowl suspension, do you think, hurt you? And can you talk about that a little bit?
It hurt me in a great way. I was told, I was supposed to go higher than what I did. And, that the Cotton Bowl mistake, it was a mistake on my part. It's something that I learned from. It's something that I want to put in the past. And, hopefully I can do that and move on from that.
What you talked about making a mistake. What exactly happened there? I mean, we've read it was a curfew issue. Could you just explain your side of what happened?
Yes, sir. The first day we got there was a Sunday. We had no practice the next day. Me and a few of the other seniors that was on the squad decided to go out. And we came out probably about an hour and a half past curfew. So the next time it happened was like 4 days later, New Year's Eve. I went out, met up with my girlfriend, with a couple of other friends and family members. Thought I could bring the New Year's in and get back on time. Didn't make it back on time. So, like I said, it was a mistake on my part. I shouldn't have left. And it's just something that I want to move on from and keep in the past.
You talked about dropping down the draft. Do you think, you were punished a little too hard for that cry? I mean, getting, a curfew violation before a bowl game. Do you think it was one of those, almost punished too much for what you did?
I would probably say that, but I mean, I got to accept what is given to me. I'm just thankful to be, in the position that I am now, to go to the Broncos and help that and help the team out a lot. Whatever I can do to make it better and to try to forget that and move on from that, that's what I plan on doing.
Parrish, when they kept you out of the pro day at your school, did you think that was going to hurt you too on draft day?
I did. It did, actually, because it was a lot of things that I had planned on after the bowl game of, going back and working out with my strength coach at school and, keeping me away from the school and the pro day. It kind of hurt me big time because there was a lot of teams that were probably there to see me work out. And on top of that, I'm guessing, a lot of teams, that was thinking that it was something more when it really wasn't. But, it happened and, I'm living with it right now.